Dateline Washington, Monday, January 5th, 2009. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the Israeli perspective. We'll talk with retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon about the tactics being used by the Israeli military against Hamas in Gaza, and we'll hear his impassioned defense against critics who suggest the Israeli response to Hamas is disproportionate. Also in this edition, Republican reaction to the Obama stimulus plan. Georgia Congressman Tom Price is with us to explain why he believes the Obama plan isn't necessarily all that bad, but also won't do any good for the U.S. economy. We'll also hear his suggestion for an alternative plan. Plus, Franken appears to be the winner. We'll talk with Kevin Dukeser of the Minneapolis Star Tribune as officials in Minnesota certify that Al Franken is the next senator from the Gopher State. And Obama's choices to lead national intelligence. We'll talk about a surprising choice at CIA and an expected choice as director of national intelligence with former CIA officer Larry Johnson. All that plus the news is still ahead. We begin with General Ben-Oon, and we begin right now. My first guest in this edition is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. He's now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem, and he joins us from the Israeli capital to offer his thoughts as the conflict between the Israeli military and Hamas in Gaza continues now into a second week. And General, it's always great to have you with us. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, and hello from Jerusalem.
General, obviously, we saw over the past couple of days the beginning of ground forces moving into Gaza. What can you tell us at this point about what the strategy is with those ground troops and what they've accomplished to this point?
We are now in the combat time. We don't have a lot of information what's actually going inside. This is part of the policy in the battlefield that you don't know exactly what's happening inside. But generally, I can say that Israel decided to go inside Gaza, especially Gaza City in the Gaza Strip, in order to stop those terrorists from the Hamas who are still every day firing rockets towards Israeli cities. So right now we have a very heavy fire exchange between our soldiers and the terrorists inside Gaza, but we don't know too many details what's happening inside now.
What's the ultimate goal? When will this mission be considered accomplished and completed?
Mission accomplished, very simple. We don't want anything from Gaza. We just want them to be our good friends, like America have good friends in Canada or Mexico. But the only problem that even they are our neighbors, and we left all the Gaza territories 3.5 years ago in the summer of 2005, still every day they keep launching missiles, rockets towards Israeli citizens, across Israeli innocent citizens, not even to a military basis. So mission accomplished. When they will stop it, or when we will stop them, there are only one option. Somebody must stop it, and they don't want to stop. So as long as they keep firing us, and every day we have miracles here in Israel that a kindergarten was targeted, and a school, and a class, or even a civilians at their homes, because we have a very clear message to the population to stay in shelters. So thank goodness we don't have too many casualties. We suffered a couple of deaths, but not too many. But they still firing and launching missiles towards Israel. So the mission is to stop it.
Discuss how difficult the fighting is, especially in and around Gaza City. It's an urban warfare setting with unconventional tactics. How well prepared are the Israeli forces for that?
Well, you know, we've been in Gaza, unfortunately, in the history of the Middle East many times. 1948, 1956, 1967. We left Gaza in 1995, first time. We left second time in 2005. So we know the place. But what the terrorists are doing, they're using the tactics they have been taught by the Iranians and by the Syrians and by the Hezbollah from Lebanon. Mainly they're preparing our troops what they call surprises, and we actually been training and practicing our units and our troops to avoid those surprises. What's happening right now, I can't tell you, but I must tell you it's a very complicated battle area, because those terrorists have one mission, is to go to, as they did before when they blew themselves in a explosive belts in the streets of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. They have only one clear fanatic message. They want to go to heaven. That's what they believe in. So it's very complicated because their spirit is motivated by not only criminal motivation, but also by very fanatic religion motivation. And I just have to quote you one sentence said by their leader. He said the Palestinian people will never recognize the state of Israel, will never give up the jihad way of struggling against the state of Israel, never give up one inch from the state of Israel, because God is with us. This is Khaled Mashal, the political leader, and also the prime minister of the Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, said we will never give up. We want to build a Muslim Palestinian government under Israel with the capital of Jerusalem. So for us it's very serious struggle against the terrorists, and I hope we'll be able to accomplish it as soon as possible.
And of course, they've also said that they have no intention of stopping the rocket attacks, and you said that a little bit earlier, that you believe that Israel will have to stop the attacks rather than convincing Hamas to stop them. What do Israeli military leaders know about where the rocket attacks originate from and how best to put at least a temporary, if not a permanent, stop to them?
The Philadelphia Road between Egypt in the Sinai Desert and between Gaza Strip. It was under our control until 2005. Since we left, we estimate there are more than 500 tunnels between Egypt and the Gaza Strip. And through those tunnels, not only smuggled weapons like pistols and guns, but also they smuggled inside those missiles, Grad, Russian-made missiles that can go to 20 miles, even more, to 25 miles. And they reach cities, big cities in Israel, like Be'er Sheva, which is the fourth city in the state of Israel. It's the capital of the Negev, of the desert of the Negev, the southern part of Israel. They reach Ashkelon, which is only 10 miles. They reach Ashdod, which is only 20 miles south of Tel Aviv. Those cities were never been targeted since 1948, when the Egyptians fought against Israel during our independence war in May 1948. So you can imagine that all those missiles came from Russia, through Iran, through Syria, to Egypt. Even the Egyptian government said that we tried to avoid it. They were smuggled through those tunnels that were digged from one side to another, and with those missiles they're attacking our cities. 3 years ago they didn't have those capabilities. Now they have it, and if we will not stop it, who knows, maybe they will reach Tel Aviv and Jerusalem with the missiles. You can imagine, we cannot allow it.
General, and we're talking with retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Noam. General, 2.5 years ago, of course, you and I were discussing the war between Israel and Hezbollah along the Israeli-Lebanese border, and that was resolved in a way that Hezbollah claimed victory, even though it was largely a stalemate. The leadership of Prime Minister Olmert was exceedingly unpopular as a result of that. What are the lessons learned from that conflict, and how do you believe they're being applied to the current conflict with Hamas in Gaza?
Lessons are very good. Everybody now say loudly that we learned the lessons from the campaign in 2006 in July against the Hezbollah and the northern border of Israel, where Lebanon, our northern neighbor is. First of all, the troops are more trained, are more ready, and are very highly motivated. Second of all, we have a unity here. We don't have too many people who say this is not good to go to this campaign. Third of all, we don't know what's happening inside. This is, even I'm now a journalist and I'm supporting freedom of the speech and freedom of the press, I think during fighting time, during a battlefield, it's better not to know all the details, because when you know all the details, it helps the enemy. So now we don't know too many details, and this of course help us to try to finish this job as soon as possible. So I believe that what happened in 2006 will not happen today in this campaign against the terrorists from the Hamas on the southern part of Israel.
General, you explained very well why you believe it was necessary to take this military action. But as you know, the international community, as it is most of the time when Israel responds to terrorist activity against the state, there's condemnation. They say the response is disproportionate. The casualties are much higher than what Israel is suffering, and that there needs to be a scaling back or a ceasefire on both sides. How do you react to the international condemnation?
Well, we are a country only of 6 million Jews in this area out of 300 million Arabs. So if you go to proportion, you have to look how many, even we have a peace with Egypt and Jordan and kind of a ceasefire with Lebanon and Syria, still we have many Arab countries who automatically support an Arab-Muslim side. So when they're coming to compare between Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East, and the rest of the countries around us, we should remember our size. Second of all, I will ask this question, anyone who raises it. What would America or Germany or Egypt or Jordan would do if somebody will keep for 8 years more than 8,000 missiles, Qassam rockets, and Grad and Katyusha fall on the heads of civilians? What they will do? What kind of force do they have to operate if the enemy is still firing? The answer is those people who condemn Israel, they don't do it because they understand what's happening here. Just because of automatic reflex, they support the Arab side no matter who is responsible for the situation. I can promise you, when they don't condemn on the camera, when they speak with us, they support us. The Arab countries, the other organizations, they understand that if we will not win those terrorists, those bloody terrorists, the day after tomorrow, this kind of tactics will come to other countries. This is an international effort, kind of international umbrella, that we should stop it, because otherwise we don't have any future in the entire free world.
General, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you, sir, as always, very much for your time with us.
Thank you for calling me and having me, and I hope this campaign will be finished soon, and of course the good guys will win.
Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oh, now a radio talk show host, joining us from Jerusalem. This is Dateline Washington.